and to God. Amen. This evening, we're joining together in a service from dusk through twilight and into darkness as we all prepare for the second half of Holy Week. It's an increasing time of reflection, repentance, and renewal in our lives. Tonight, we are extinguishing candles one by one, and tomorrow we will move into the events of Maundy Thursday. Tonight reflects the way we experience events as happening sequentially, because that's how God created us as human beings. But what if this week were different and gave us the chance of experiencing events just as they are, all happening right now, concurrently, if you like? The English poet Edith Sitwell wrote a very moving poem at the beginning of World War II that some of you may know, called Still Falls the Rain. On one level, it was about the horror of the air raids coming down on London in 1940, at the start of World War II, between night and dawn. She writes as if these raids were happening at the same time as the crucifixion of Jesus, and then as if both events were happening in times to come, in our time, perhaps. Now, I'd like to read you the poem that she wrote, and there are a few copies of it at the back in case anyone would like to take one and take it home and read it and think about it. So it's called Still Falls the Rain. Now, whether the rain is actually the bombs falling on London, or whether the rain is are the tears of the people whose houses were being destroyed, or whether the rain is the tears of Jesus on the cross, she doesn't tell us. So I will leave it to you to reflect on it. Still falls the rain, dark as the world of man, black as our loss, blind as the 1940 nails upon the cross. Still falls the rain with a sound like the pulse of the heart that is changed to the hammer beat in the potter's field and the sound of the impious feet on the tomb. Still falls the rain in the field of blood, where the small hopes breed and the human brain nurtures its greed, that worm in the brow of Cain. Still falls the rain at the feet of the starved man hung upon the cross. Christ that each day, each night nails there, have mercy on us, on Dives and Lazarus. Under the rain, the sore and the gold are one. Still falls the rain, still falls the blood from the starved man's wounded side. He bears in his heart all wounds, those of the light that died. The last faint spark in the self-murdered heart, the wounds of the sad, uncomprehending dark, the wounds of the baited bear, the blind and weeping bear whom the keepers beat on his helpless flesh, the tears of the hunted hare. Still falls the rain, and then, oh, I'll leap up to my God who pulls me down. See, see where Christ's blood streams in the firmament. It flows from the brow we nailed to the cross, deep to the dying, to the thirsting heart that holds the fires of the world, dark smirched with pain as Caesar's laurel crown. Then sounds the voice of one who, like the heart of man, was once a child who among beasts has lain. Still do I love, still shed my innocent light, my blood for thee. Then sounds the voice of one who, like the heart of man, was once a child who among beasts has lain. Still do I love and shed my innocent light, my blood for thee. So what is it that is happening in our world right now that is comparable to the air raids in 1940 that Sitwell was writing about? You can each make your own list, but things that come to my mind this evening are the fighting in Ukraine, where whole families are being destroyed in bombing attacks, the starving children in so many parts of Africa, Angola, Congo, Sudan, Somalia, and so on, the women in Afghanistan who are losing their education, their freedom, and their hope, and much closer to home, the homeless people sleeping in our subway system, in tents in our parks, some of whom arrive in this very building every morning during the week in search of food, companionship, care, and personal respect as human beings at the open table. So I'm going to take just a silent moment to reflect, to let each of you reflect on what you would put on this list tonight. And the poem ends with the words, "Still falls the rain." Then sounds the voice of one who, like the heart of man, was once a child who among beasts has lain. Jesus says to us this very night, "Still do I love, still shed my innocent light, my blood for thee." Jesus is with each of us in this darkness and in this night, as he will be throughout this Holy Week, and in ways we will experience with love and gratitude in the days to come. Amen.